Well, welcome to Winter Sabbath 2019 EFAM Sunday here at the Vine Church. If I haven't had the honor to meet you, my name is Tyler West. I get to serve as the founder and lead pastor here at the Vine Church. And if there's any way that I can specifically pray for you or serve you, please reach out to me at tyler.west@thevine.tv or reach out to me on my cell at 864-706-9634. You know, you may be asking, why in the world do we have a Sabbath Sunday at church? Well, we do this here at the Vine Church twice a year. We have a summer Sabbath and a winter Sabbath because we believe that God's called us to biblically rest. In this crazy, chaotic season, it's really easy to get caught up in doing things instead of just resting in the Lord. And so this week, we take this time to rest as we're called to do, but also just reflect with family that we might have missed in all the chaos of the season. So we want to say thank you for inviting us in and hanging out with us today, because one thing I want to share with you here is we're about to celebrate all that God's done in 2019, look forward to all that He's going to do in 2020 and beyond. We're also going to have some time of worship where we just prepare our hearts to encounter Jesus like never before. But the thing I want to share with you most today is there are sowers here at the Vine Church that give of their time, their talent, and their treasure each and every week. Even though we're going to take a Sabbath this week, we have folks that are working extra hard in our Vine production team and our Vine creative and Vine worship teams to make sure that we can still have a worship service even on our day of rest. And they give of their time each and every week, not only building the church at the YMCA and tearing it down, they also serve by making sure that all of us can encounter Jesus in a new way. And you may be listening right now and realize, man, I have time to serve. I would love to be a part of serving at the Vine Church. And I would say reach out to us. We would love to get you plugged into community and let you see what Jesus is doing here at the Vine and see if it's right for you. Others may say, I have a specific talent where I could use to serve the Lord. Maybe you're great at playing an instrument or singing a song, or you love investing in children and giving them Jesus on their level. If that's you, we would love for you to use your talent by investing your time and serving here at the Vine Church. Reach out to us at hello@thevine.tv. Let us know, and we would love to get you plugged in. And last but not least, what we're about to celebrate even more here in just a moment is here at the Vine Church, we have a church that is generous, that have sowers, that have a heart for the Lord and aren't afraid to give their treasure. Now, a lot of times when you deal with church and you deal with things, when you say treasure, you kind of wince a little bit. And here's what we're going to tell you at the Vine Church. You're going to hear me as a pastor. We don't talk to you about a percentage. We don't talk to you about a number, because we know that it doesn't do any good to talk about money, because it's all Jesus is anyway. Quite honestly, Jesus isn't after your money. He's after your heart. And we believe that Jesus blesses a cheerful giver, but not only that, we believe in the parable of the sower, and he who sows little reaps little, and he who sows much will reap much. And here's what I mean by that. It's not a dollar amount that you'll reap. Maybe Jesus is calling you to give a dollar today, and I would ask you to trust him in that. Not to make us rich, not to line our pockets, not to do anything to that effect, but more importantly, to give your heart and trust him in faith, because he can do more with your dollar than you could do with 100,000 of your own. Just trust him in that and watch and see what he could do. And if you would like to be a part of giving your treasure at the Vine Church, you can be a part of that even today as we have church online. If you'll just go to thevine.tv/give, you'll see where you can give and be a part of what Jesus is doing here at the Vine. Well, I'm going to pray and prepare us for worship. We're going to have some worship songs, and we're going to dive into a message today that I believe is going to encourage us, challenge us, but also have us look forward in anticipation to all that Jesus is about to do. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this time together. Thank you for allowing us, even in this moment where we are not meeting at the YMCA today, we can still encounter you and still have a community that's here lifting your name high. Jesus, we know that we've done nothing to deserve this. There's none of this that we've done to earn this. Jesus, you just allow us to be a part of it as we take faithful steps of obedience to follow you step by step. So I pray today that we would see you in a new and a fresh way. And as we encounter you, Jesus, we wouldn't be afraid to take the step of faith that you called us to take today. We love you, Lord. We can't believe that we get to be a part of what you're doing here at the Vine, and we look forward to all that you're going to allow us to be a part of in the future. We ask all these things in your wonderful, your precious, and your holy name. We love you, Lord. Amen. Let's get ready and have some awesome worship and then head into the message.
Sing this out with us.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I hold. When brokenness and pain is all I know, no, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Shame no longer has a place to hide. I am not a captive to the light. I'm not afraid to leave my past behind. Shaking, I won't be shaking. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I resurrection power that can save. There's power in your name. There's power in your name. Sing it out. There's power that can break off every chain. There's power that can empty out a grave. Come on. There's resurrection power. Doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I
worship just awesome? Man, I'm so thankful for Vine Worship and how they prepare our hearts to experience and connect with Jesus like never before each and every week. You know, here at the Vine Church, we don't believe in comparing ourselves with other churches because we believe as a church that the local church is the hope of the world, and all of the churches around the world that have Jesus at the center of everything they do are all on the same team as one body serving to bring the hope of the gospel to the rest of the world. But the thing is, we believe that we look back and compare ourselves to how far God has brought us in the past year and look forward in anticipation of where God is bringing us to next year and beyond. And that's what we're going to be able to do today, because we believe it's only by God's grace that we get to be a healthy church. And today I believe that Jesus is going to show us how he has empowered us to go into 2020 and beyond to continue to be all that he created us to be. So really quick, as we get ready to start off, I want to share with you how faithful God has been with some stats from 2019. In 2019 at the Vine Church, we got to see two salvations. How awesome is that? It's exactly the reason why we do what we do. We got to pray with 93 people online. What that means is folks just reached out to us and we got to meet them exactly in the season that they were in and walk with them through it. Live at the YMCA where we meet each and every Sunday, our average live attendance in the house for our 10 a.m. worship experience, we averaged 22 adults in 2019, 4 Vine kids in 2019, and we launched our Spur student ministry that meets every other week at the YMCA during our 10 a.m. worship experience. And in that, we are averaging 4 Spur students when they meet. So when you take all of that, so far in 2019, we're averaging 26 to 27 total attendance every Sunday live at the YMCA. Now that may not floor you and that may not do crazy, but I want to tell you how awesome that is because Jesus had 12 disciples and he's already allowed us to be double that. So I'm just saying God is faithful. But what's really cool in his faithfulness is this year he has allowed us to be able to track since September 2019 our EFAM, as we call it, and that's you, if you don't get to attend with us live on Sunday at 10 a.m., if you listen to us through podcast or watch us on social media, whatever that is, or watch us on YouTube throughout the week, if that's you, we call you our EFAM or our extended fam. And since September, we've been able to track that and see how many people we reach. What's really amazing and how faithful God is we are averaging 529 EFAM since September, since we've been able to track it, this year in 2019. That's crazy. That's insane. That is awesome. Thank you for hanging out with us every week. We can't say thank you enough in that. Each and every Sunday, we average 19 sowers serving at the Vine Church. And the thing that we know we're called to do here at the Vine Church is to give of our time, our talent, our treasure. We talked about that to kick it off. Here at the Vine Church, we know that each and every month, we are called to give in obedience 10% of all tithes and offerings received to the local church around the world. But not only that, we are called in obedience to take 5% of all tithes and offerings received every month and give it to gospel-centered nonprofits around the world. So no matter what, every month, 15% goes straight out to the local church around the world and gospel-centered nonprofits. And I just want to share with you how faithful God has been through that this year. This year at the Vine Church, we have received, as the time that we get to record this, $102,000 in tithes and offerings. Thank you, Vine Church. Thank you, sowers, for being faithful and trusting God with what He's given you. Not only that, here's the thing that's crazy. We know that 15% of that goes straight out to gospel-centered nonprofits and the local church around the world. But year-to-date, when we recorded this, we have given away $32,100 to gospel-centered nonprofits and the local church around the world. And what I mean by that and how faithful God has been, we literally here at the Vine Church just don't ask you to give so that we can line our pockets and do anything with it. As a matter of fact, you know what Jesus has called me to do. I actually get to do this for free because of what He's called me to do, which is amazing. And it's only by His grace that I get to do that. So here at the Vine Church, we're not trying to line our pockets. We're not trying to make people rich. And as a matter of fact, we're trying to build the kingdom. And because we've been obedient with giving 15% of tithes and offerings received every month out, this year, with that $32,000, God has allowed us to give over 31% of tithes and offerings received to the local church around the world and gospel-centered nonprofits. And what does that mean for you? That means what we have done in obedience in giving 15%, God has allowed us to be a part of double of that. And we're going to get to celebrate in eternity people we're not going to meet this side of eternity because we were just obedient in giving what He's called us to give. So here at the Vine Church, we don't just ask you to do it. We actually follow through and do it ourselves. We walk the walk with you. So if that's something you would like to get into or be a part of, please join us in that. And I promise you, you're going to be a part of the kingdom being built. And so here at the Vine Church, before we dive into what I want to share with you today, is here at the Vine Church, we believe we exist to connect others to the source that will change their life, the community, and their world. A life connected to Jesus. And it's by no coincidence that God, that's what God has called us to be. And so today, I really want to talk to you about the word that we're going to be rallying around in 2020, and it's this: Connection. Connection. We know that Jesus has created us to be connected. If you know anything about where the vine started, we'd love to share with you and have with you at our sowers class sometime so you can hear the full story. But John 15:5 is my life verse, and it talks about us being connected to the vine. And it says, any man who remain in me and I in him will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing, because he is the vine. And so we have to be connected to the vine, the source of life, before we can go share life with the rest of the world. So why am I sharing that with you today? Because I want to talk to you about how in 2020 and beyond, the Vine Church is going to be a place of connection. And I believe that Jesus is going to show us how he's empowered us to connect, not only with him, but with others, and these two scriptures that we're going to share with you today. So if you got your Bible today, we're going to be hanging out in a story that many of us know if we grew up in church. Maybe this is going to be the first time you've heard it. That's awesome. I'm glad you're here. I can't wait to share it with you. We're going to be hanging out in John 13 and Acts 1. So if you got your Bible, let's get there. If you don't have a Bible, hey, come hang out with us on a Sunday. We have breakfast at 9:30. We'd love to have worship with you at 10 a.m. We'd love to give you a free Bible, free for the asking, no strings attached. But one of the things I love that we get to do each and every week here at the Vine Church is we get to partner with the Bible app, and we get to show you the scripture we're going to walk through, a place for you to take notes, and also see where you can connect with us throughout the week. So I want to show you how to do that really quickly. So what you want to do is you want to download the Bible app from your favorite app store. Once you download that, you're going to open it up. Once you open it up, you're going to click on the More tab on the bottom right-hand corner. When you do that, you're going to click on the Events tab next. Once you click on the Events tab, you're going to want to make sure your location services are on, and then you're going to see the Vine TV worship experience. Once you open that up, you're going to see all the scripture we're going to walk through, a place where you can take personal notes, and once again, places where you can connect with us throughout the week if there's any way we can serve you or specifically pray for you. So if you've got your Bible, let's dive in at John 13, and we're going to be starting in verse 3. And it says this: Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. I love this about Jesus. Not only was Jesus secure in who he was created to be, he knew where he was going. And he shares that with each and every one of us. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. So picture this. I love this. The Messiah, the Savior, the Creator is going to the created, and he's about to go to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins on it. And instead of being kind of like I probably would be, all in the fields, knowing like, oh my goodness, this is crazy, I'm doing this for all those people. Instead, he gets down on his hands and knees, and he serves those that have been with him through thick and thin. Actually, the ones that are about to abandon him as he goes to the cross. Instead of getting mad at them for it, he gets on his knees and serves them. He comes to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part of me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that is why he said not everyone was clean. If you're taking notes today, as we talk about living this life of connection, and what we're going to be rallying around in 2020 and beyond is this. I want you to see that number one, connect with Jesus. Connect with Jesus. Now that sounds so simple, but if you've ever had a quiet time, you go through seasons that can be rough patches with in there, but the number one thing we are created to do here at the Vine Church is connect you to the source that will change your life, community, and the world, and that's a life connected to Jesus. And so what we're going to be doing here at the Vine Church in 2020 and beyond is we want to make sure that everyone we encounter is connected to Jesus in one way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, you saw in the Bible app how we do things with the Events tab. We also have a wide open Bible study where we go through a devotional each and every week, and you can respond, and we have folks respond what Jesus is teaching them. And here's what I want to tell you, Vine Church, that have been here from the beginning and those that are going to be joining us in the near future. You're going to have some folks reach out to you and ask you what Jesus has been teaching you each week. You're going to have some folks ask you and connect with you and ask what you're learning from Jesus, because I want to tell you something. Anytime I've asked someone that, it's so crazy the person sitting across from me tells me exactly what I need to hear and exactly what Jesus is trying to teach me. That's just how He works. And so each and every week, we want to make sure that you are connected with Jesus. Jesus is about to go to the cross, and the first thing He does is He goes to the guys that have been with Him through thick and thin, been with Him His entire earthly ministry, and He connects with them by serving them. What I love is Jesus wasn't afraid before He served them to say that all authority in heaven was given to Him by the Father. He wasn't insecure in who He was. He wasn't afraid to get down on his knees and serve. As a matter of fact, if you were to look and you had a PR consultant come along and look at who Jesus brought with Him, who we know as the apostles or disciples, whatever you grew up with learning, as the apostles, you would say his biggest mistake was the team that He assembled. He assembled a bunch of tax collectors and fishermen. As a matter of fact, He had guys who weren't people-oriented. If you look at any time in Jesus' ministry, remember when the children came up and the disciples stood out and said no? He got mad at the parents and said, don't bring those kids to Him. And Jesus said, no, let the children come to me. Remember when Jesus was about to feed the 5,000? What is it that the disciples go to Jesus and say, send all them folks home. We ain't got nothing for them to eat. But instead, Jesus says, no. We're going to feed them, and I'm going to show you the Father's going to do this through a couple of loaves of bread and some loaves of bread and two fish, right? Like five loaves of bread and two fish, He does what only He can do through that. We can see that being connected with Jesus as how we get to be a part of Him doing what only He can do in us and through us. And so today I want you to see, as Jesus has created you to do something, the first thing that you have to do is connect with Him. Let's go on and see what verse 12 says about this. Verse 12 goes on to say, when He had finished washing their feet, He put on His clothes and returned to His place at the table. This is the Last Supper, by the way. Do you understand what I have done for you, He asked. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is any messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. You see what Jesus did? He set up an example of connection. Number one, we've got to connect with Jesus. Number two, we got to connect with each other. You see, we were created to be in community. One of my favorite verses in the Bible that talks about that is Psalm 68:6, and it says that God will set the lonely in families. As a matter of fact, if we don't have a relationship with Jesus, we'll talk how we can walk through that here a little bit later, because it's why we do what we do. Before we find Jesus in our life, our heart is longing to belong. There's something missing inside of us. And then once we receive the free gift of salvation, we know that it's Jesus. We're connected with Him first. And after we've connected with Him first, now we can go connect with each other. Just like I said, here at the Vine Church, we're going to make sure that you're connected with Jesus first and create opportunities for you to do that. But also in 2020, we're going to find opportunities to connect with each other. We do that each and every Sunday by having a breakfast at 9:30, but also throughout the week we have our Thursday night greenhouse gathering. Be looking for other opportunities and groups and things outside of Sunday to connect. But I want to tell you, it first starts with having a great relationship with Jesus. And second, we're going to connect with each other. What I love about the example that Jesus sets and one that we can follow is we are called to outdo each other in honor by serving one another. We can't be afraid to serve one another. And it just doesn't start inside the four walls on a Sunday or inside the four walls at a group. We have neighbors around us and friends around us that we can connect with. But first, we got to be connected to Jesus. Then we got to be connected with each other. Now, if you got your Bible, I want to look at one more place as we go forward and talk about how connection is going to be the word here in 2020. And it's found in Acts 1. We just talked about the last thing Jesus did with the disciples before He goes to Gethsemane and He prays. And then He goes to the cross. And then He rises again. And we pick up in Acts 1 where He is about to ascend in heaven. And now those of us that are in Him know we are awaiting His return. But Acts 1 talks about the last piece of connection that we can walk through. I want us to see as we go into 2020 here at the Vine Church in this day. We're going to start in verse 3. It says, after His suffering, He presented Himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the thing that empowers us to be exactly who He created us to be. It's our operating system if we are in Christ Jesus. And it says in verse 6, then they gathered around Him and asked Him, Lord, are You at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be My witnesses. Now pay close attention to this. In Jerusalem, and all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Number three, if you're taking notes, we're going to be connected with our community this year here at the Vine Church. So we're going to be connected to Jesus first. Then we're going to take a step outside of that and be connected with each other who gets to see each other all the time, every week here at the Vine. We're going to be connected, and Jesus is going to bring more people in to connect with us. But then we're going to step outside of that and be connected to the community. Because here's what's important for us to see, and it's something that I want to make sure I'm leading you well with going into 2020 as your pastor, and I wanted us to see is, in Acts 1, what just popped off the page at me and what's so important for all of us is to see is the Jerusalem that we're called to be in is here in Spartanburg. So as we connect with Jesus and then we connect with each other at the Vine, we're going to take a step out and connect with the community here in Spartanburg. That means we're going to go get to know our neighbor. We're going to find ways to serve our neighbor. As a matter of fact, a recent study just found that less than 10% of Americans know their next door neighbor. As a matter of fact, they know them as Golden Doodle Dot Guy or VW Girl or Dude with the Weird Hair, and they just give a fake wave. But I'm telling you, Jesus has called us to be in Jerusalem, and He's empowered us with the Holy Spirit to connect with the community He's put around us. Because first, we've got to reach those in our backyard, that is here in Jerusalem. Then all of a sudden, we can take steps out and go into Judea, which is kind of like the upstate of South Carolina. Then Samaria, which is kind of all of South Carolina. Then we can go to the ends of the earth and go all over the U.S. and throughout the world. But we've got to make sure that we are doing what He's created us to do here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, before we can go all around the world. Now, I'm so thankful that we've been able to give around the world. It's not going to stop how we're going to be giving, because I want to tell you here at the Vine Church, what we do is not defined by our budget. We step out in faith, but we don't do it irresponsibly. What I want us to see is we are connecting with our community this year, is we are going to build for impact, not addition. And so this year, as we go forward, I want us to see the Jerusalem we're called to be in is in Spartanburg, and we're going to connect with our community that way and how we rally around this world connection this year. But also, we're going to then go into Judea, Samaria, and then the ends of the earth. Because here's the thing that I know. We must connect the culture that we live in with the hope of the gospel. We have to. It's what we're called to do. It's what we're created to do. We've got to create all of those we encounter to the source that will change their life, to the source that will change their community, to the source that will change the world. A life connected to Jesus. And I believe that Jesus is going to do something incredible this year if we just stay connected to Him, connected with each other, and connected with our community. You know, there's a story about a town in Rodney, Mississippi. Now, Rodney, Mississippi was actually one of the richest cities in the world, United States at least, if not the world, when it was founded. As a matter of fact, it had a different name, and a rich guy came, and he bought it, and one of his mentors named it Rodney, because that was his mentor, was named Rodney. So he named it Rodney. And Rodney, Mississippi was actually flush. It was on the Mississippi River. It was important. It was one of those cities that was just on the Mississippi. It was connected to the rest of the U.S. And in the 1800s, it had its first factories. It was one of the places of the Industrial Revolution that was outside of the North here in the United States. And it was one of those cities that flourished. They had schools. They were just going, going, going. And all of a sudden, what ended up happening in Rodney, we'll fast forward about 100 years. And about 1900, what happened is the Mississippi River, because of the silt deposits and the dirt that built up, is it actually started going away from Rodney. And now the thing that made Rodney be really prosperous, and the thing that made Rodney one of the richest cities in America, literally, was because of his connection to the river. As a matter of fact, the river was the source of its prosperity. And so what ended up happening is, at the turn of the century in 1900, so much silt had gathered in Rodney that the Mississippi River was now 3 miles away from where it originally was in the 1800s. And all of a sudden, overnight, Rodney became a ghost town. As a matter of fact, you can Google it and find out all about it. I just brushed the surface of the history of it. But the reason I wanted to share that story with us today is to see the source that we're connected to. You see, what ended up happening is in our lives, just like the Mississippi River that's flowing, when we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, it is the river of life that is in us. Jesus said He is the river of life, but He gives us the Holy Spirit that empowers us to do all that He's created us and called us to do. And when we're connected to Him, we're connected to the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden rivers of life flow out of us, and we can connect with each other better. We can reach communities all across the world. But what ends up happening is, when we don't do what we're created to do, this silt, this dirt, these deposits build up in our life, and the thing that brought us life starts steering away from us because we chose to step away from it. And so when Rodney didn't change with the river and just let it grow, all of a sudden the commerce and the prosperity that was on it went away. And the same would be said for you and I if we aren't connected to the source. And so that's why in 2020, we're not going to be like Rodney. We're going to be connected to the source. We're going to be connected to Jesus. We're going to be connected to each other. We're going to be connected to our community. But we're also going to be connected in obedience to continue to do what Jesus has called us to do as the Spirit leads us. Because the Spirit is what Jesus gave us to give us the power to do all He's called us to do. And so today, that's why I wanted to share that with you, is to see that as we live this life of connection, we're not called to be Rodney. We're not. As a matter of fact, when we look back, some of us right now in our lives, we can look back and we've maybe never been connected to Jesus. We've all had conceptions about Jesus. Maybe we thought He was someone who was just a good guy. Maybe we just know Jesus as a picture on our grandma's wall. We just hang out with Jesus twice a year, usually at Christmas and Easter. Maybe mom makes us go to church on Mother's Day, but this guy named Jesus doesn't seem to be the source of life at all. And it just seems like our entire life keeps leading us to that river. But we got all this stuff in the way, all this silt, all this sand deposit, all these things along the way that makes us think that we can't connect with the source of life. And here's the thing that I want to tell you. All of us were born into sin. All of us were born with this connection that's so far away from the source of life, so far away from our Creator God, that none of us could ever live the life to get us connected to God. None of us could ever pay the penalty enough to be with Jesus, to be with God. None of us could ever raise ourselves from the dead. And because of that sin in our life, the penalty of it was death. As a matter of fact, we could work to get to the river all we tried to, and we would die on the way there because we could never get there. And because God in His love loved us enough, He said, I want to make a way. I want to make a bridge. I want to make a way for you to be connected. And because of my love for you, I'm going to send my Son down. And what Jesus did is He lived the perfect life we couldn't live, died the death, paying the penalty for our sins on the cross, and loved us enough that we don't have to, that it loved us enough, He didn't stay there, that we don't have to wait to experience that river of life, that source of life. We get to experience it in the here and now. But here's the thing. We got to believe He is who He says He is. And it's not a 10-point checklist, a 12-step program. As a matter of fact, it's one thing. It's receiving the free gift of salvation. And so I started by talking about this life of connection that we're going to be living out in 2020 here at the Vine Church. And I just want to ask you today, have you ever connected your life to Jesus? Have you ever received Him? John 3:16 and 17 says it this way, for God so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. But listen to this. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but yet that the world would be saved through And here's what I want to tell you today. Jesus isn't condemning you. Jesus isn't condemning you because of the silt that's built up in your life. Jesus isn't condemning you because of how far away from the life the river of life you are, how far away from the source of life you are. Instead, he's saying, would you just take my hand and trust me and see that I am that for you? And so right now, we're about to pray a prayer, and I want to help you because someone helped me see how I needed Jesus in my life. We're about to say this prayer. It's not the words of the prayer that gets you saved. It's the faith that Jesus is who he says he is. And so right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're going to say this prayer, and I'm going to ask everyone to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you came, lived the life I couldn't live, died the death I deserved on the cross, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow you step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And if that's you right now, if you're watching online or you're listening by podcast, I'm going to ask you to respond. I want to tell you, we have people who want to walk with you, who want to connect with you, who want to just take this step with you and walk with you as you continue to be all that God created you to be. So I'm just going to ask you to respond. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to see a hand that's raised. You're going to see a way that you can contact us. As a matter of fact, when I get to three, you can click on that little hand, or if you're listening by podcast, reach out to us at prayer@thevine.tv or 864-580-6698. 1, 2. If that's you today, would you respond? Would you respond? Come on, if that's you today, would you say, for the first time, I've connected with Jesus. For the first time, I've given my life with Jesus. For the first time, I can be exactly who I've created to be. I can be connected to the source of life. If that's you today, we would love to celebrate and connect with you. And for everyone else, we're going to have a song of worship here, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to look forward to all that Jesus is going to do in 2020.
Hear the word roaring as thunder, with a new future to tell. For the dry season is over, there is a cloud beginning to swell. The skies heavy with blessing, lift your eyes, offer your heart. Jesus Christ, open the heavens, now we receive the Spirit of God. We receive your anticipation, we await the promise to come. Everything that you have spoken will come to pass. Let it be done. Him. We receive your rain. We receive your rain. We receive.
Each and every week, and we're going to lock it up and pray together as a family. So if you've got someone with you, if you're watching right now, I'm going to ask you to put your arm around them, hold hands, whatever that looks like. We're going to pray together as a family. And I'm going to give you a sneak peek at what we're going to be kicking off on January 5th when we get through praying. So let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for this season that we celebrate your birth. Thank you that this season that we celebrate you coming for us and making a way so that we can have life. No longer do we have to walk in darkness, Jesus, because you are the light. You are our light. So I pray as we go out this week that we would be, first of all, connected to you. And once we're connected with you, Jesus, we would see the family that you brought around us here at the Vine, and we would connect with each other. And outside of that, Jesus, we would connect in the community that you've planted us in so that we would be all that you created us to be, but we wouldn't be afraid to share the hope of the gospel with the world around us. So Jesus, thank you for coming. Thank you for living the life we couldn't live. Thank you for dying the death on the cross we deserve. But Jesus, thank you for not staying dead, but rising again on the third day so that we can experience life and experience it to the full, the life that you created us for. So Jesus, we love you. We can't wait to see you do your thing in 2020 and beyond. And I pray that we would experience and encounter you like never before this week. We ask all these things. You're wonderful, you're precious, your holy name. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Before we go, I just want to invite you to our brand new series called Chasing Carrots. It's going to kick off on January 5th at the YMCA. Make sure you join us for breakfast at 9:30. It's awesome every week. And also our worship experience at 10 a.m. I love you guys. Always remember, the best is still yet to come. Now check out this video.
Where your head at? Dang. Don't want to talk business. I guess I got to be the one to see the summer. Who really in this? We so fed up. My life, 10 up. Your time, been up. Big prayers, sent up. Couldn't do without him. Glad that I found him. Crowd really wild. I'm kicking it, shining. Me and young walls with the boss of the. I just said you want my knee when I talk.